This is Gam Chat. My name is Greg.
I'm McCoy.
And I'm Dee.
We're three Filipino gay guys trying to make sense of anything and everything in the world today. Welcome to our podcast. That's my sound effect. You guys like that?
Before we get to that, have you guys noticed anything weird? I mean, what's the weirdest thing have you noticed this past week and a half or a week, 2 weeks or something? In your surroundings.
What's the weirdest thing this week? That's our check-in question.
Yeah. Oh, like you've noticed.
I've noticed that the weird thing is McCoy always directs a question that's relatable to him mostly, not the
only to him too. Yeah, like, only to him, not to
I'm
us.
I'm the one asking the questions. Should I start?
Okay, let's go. I don't have anything right now at the top of my head. Go ahead.
Okay, so I guess if you insist, I'll start. I noticed the weirdest things, right? So on my commute home, there's this intersection I always make a left on. And I noticed, or I confirmed it Friday night, that if it's three cars, we won't get the green light. But if it's four and more, we'll get the green light. Is that a thing? Has this been a thing and I just never knew about this?
Wait, when you say the green light, what do you mean? Like
the left green light. If it's only three, you'll have to yield to the oncoming traffic. But if it's four or more, you'll get the green light to turn left.
Yeah, that's not weird. That's just called engineering. Do they put the magnet to help, like, to divert traffic? Like,
no, I found it funny that I noticed that, and I was like, well, that's such useless information. And why do I even notice it?
I've always thought it was like a time-based kind of thing, whether it would like actually just be a left turn or is it just a green light?
I don't think it's a time thing. I think they count the cars.
Okay.
Because that's my intersection.
I mean, like, time of the day. Like, it kind of knows, like, oh, this is the rush hour, so this time the left green turn would be like operational. Or like whether it be like a
But I'm always at that intersection at pretty much the same time every day, Monday through Friday. And I just noticed that, yeah.
I think it's that that new booster that they gave, and it kind of the road senses when there's a lot of people. It's activated the 5G that we have.
Must be.
No, it's not. Just don't say it must be. No.
How do you know what's in that chemical that the government gives you, Greg?
Yeah, Greg.
Oh my God, no.
How do you know? They're not tracking us right now. They're not recording our voices.
We're not going to be that podcast of disinformation. We're not. Watch our ratings will go up as we talk about it.
Like some wrong people. Oh, my God, no.
Ratings will go up. Yeah, it's true. All the conspiracy theories are all true.
Well, how about you guys?
I don't think that's weird that you notice that. It's just an observation. I don't think it's weird, though.
I guess I'm just very observant. Because I'll count.
Okay, so was this chicken just to like give you a compliment? Like, were you just fishing for compliments? Wow, McCoy, you're so observant. You're so smart.
Well, that's
smart.
Not always like, a compliment. Just... That could be a bad thing, also. Maybe depends on the context. No.
What matters next is the next thing that you do. So now you have to set up an experiment. Get like five people to go with you, and like you see, it's like two cars. And then the third one pulls up, and then the fourth one, if it actually works.
No, I count. Like, God, that sounds weird. If I'm in the front line, like, I will look behind me, like, okay, there's three cars, there's four. Great, we're going to get a green light.
Exactly. Just, you know, this could be like a viral YouTube video of you just figuring out how, like, the traffic system works. I would fucking watch that video. You just have to invest in, like...
You could just literally interview someone that does this, you know, right?
I could.
They'll tell you exactly how it's done. Like,
yeah, but, you know, getting a hold of someone from like the Department of Transportation.
That's the lead up. That's how you would close the video, and then it's like confirmed your hypotheses of like how this thing entirely works. Yeah. See?
Okay, I feel like I have to say that. I can't believe I have to say this. Y'all, it's not magic, okay? Just it's called, okay.
I know it's not magic. I don't know how, like, who decided it's going to be four cars and not three?
Because there's,
you know,
there,
like, I don't know.
Because LA has spent a lot of money, specifically Los Angeles County has spent a lot of money in traffic research. Like, this is a thing in LA County.
But see, now my question is, how does it work? Is it weight? Yeah. Is it like sensors? What if it's a semi truck? Is it like, oop, there's exactly. three cars?
Does that count as one? But that's like, well, if I'm the third car and I don't get the green light, that means my feelings are not valid. I have to bring someone else with me.
They're not valid. They're not valid at all. Exactly. Oh my God. So, yes. Speaking of this not valid. Being magic, so it's the season for scary things. I wouldn't say the other S word, but McCoy told me I cannot say the S word.
I did not. I just gave you a story. I told you a story about someone who said they got called out. Blah blah blah.
Can we say what the word is?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Spooky season. I guess we can't say spooky season at the moment. Anyhow, so I know like this is it's October already. This is our Halloween special. How are you guys getting ready for the season?
Making sure I turn the lights off when it's Halloween so they don't knock on the door and ask for candy.
What?
Park my car outside so they know no one, that you would think no one's at home. Wow. I'm not very festive with Halloween. I'm really not.
No yes. Shit. Like, I had no idea.
Do kids even still go around your neighborhood?
Actually, not this neighborhood. A few here, but, you know, not a lot. Not like other neighborhoods.
Yeah, I don't think kids go around our neighborhood anymore, too. So we're not like, I mean, my in-laws have decorated the place, but, I mean, they're always doing that.
We know how there's some streets where almost all the houses are decorated. I think they go to those neighborhoods.
It makes me so sad. I hear now they do... what they call those, like, trunk or treat?
What?
Things where people light up their cars. Oh. No, the people light up their cars and they open their trunks.
And the kids.
And they decorate their cars and the kids go, like, from car to car saying trick or treat and they give them candy.
Sounds so wrong.
I know, right? You're like, hey, kids, look at the back of my trunk.
Like, yeah, like, hey, kid, I have candy. It's like, oh, my God.
That's so creepy.
It is okay. Thank you for saying this creepy, because when someone was telling me about this, like, oh, yeah, they're going to do a trunk and treat. And I was like, what is that? And it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, kids go in a parking lot, surrounded by cars, and go car to car. And I guess, yeah, it's decorated, but still, it's like... And they show the back, the trunk? Like, I don't understand. Like, maybe it's COVID time? Is that what, it's like a COVID thing?
No,
like,
but still, you still have interaction with the kids, like, directly. So it's not really COVID.
It just sounds wrong, but I don't. It's like all those, like, what you tell kids not to do is exactly what they're going to do with that event.
Except for, yeah, like, the passes, it's Halloween, so you can do that.
Yes. Like, I remember Halloween being so much fun as a kid. Like,
they used to be.
You know, it didn't matter what house you'd go to. Like, it's like all the whole neighborhood was doing it. And they didn't have to decorate their house so much, but they would turn on the lights. Not like some people, McCoy, they'd turn on the lights, they'd go there, and you're like, trick or treat, and then they give you candy. It didn't matter. Now I feel like it's so, you have to go to this, you know, this neighborhood, this one street to do it.
Now that you said that, there's, I don't know if it's contra. Anyway, there's a discussion between a couple of coworkers of mine, but not together, more like they were discussing it with me and they have two different opposite points of view. One of them would drive her kids to a neighborhood that is known to give out candy. And then the other coworker is saying, you know, there's families that drive here to ask for candy, but they're not from our neighborhood, and I don't think that's fair. So I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, they're not the kids from this neighborhood.
They're still kids. They're still kids.
I think just going back to the idea that it used to be like a neighborhood thing. Like, you go out in your neighborhood and you walk around and you ask for candy and stuff like that. You don't really go outside, I guess, is the idea of your neighborhood. I don't know.
It's easy. They just need to ask. Yeah, they just need to ask for ID. Every time someone goes at your door, let me see your ID. Where do you live? This is not on this block.
But have you noticed more teenagers are, like, doing this thing now also?
Teens have always, like, gone trick-or-treat.
Yeah,
but it's just that also kids just now look adult. Like, adults.
Right? Yeah, you're right.
That's true. Like, these little, like, six-year-olds have, like, a beard.
And then they go in your trunk.
They go in your trunk. Yeah, it's so weird. It's so creepy to me. It's like stranger danger. Right? Like,
yeah,
it's awful. Sorry. Wait, D, did you say what you're doing for Halloween?
I'm just like McCoy. Turn off everything. Go on my iPad to make sure there's no bright light coming from the window.
Yes.
And I'm probably gonna let our yappy dog like out in the backyard, so he's like barking at everyone that passes by.
Oh gosh! All right. Guess I'm not going to part with you guys on Halloween. Gosh. And on that note, let's start this episode. Happy Hallows Eve, you gals, ghouls, gays, brouhahas. You like that, McCoy? Added a little brouhahas in there. Okay. It's plural. As a tradition here on Gam Chat, we celebrate one of the queerest seasons of them all, where we dress up, slut it up, and scare each other. We found true ghost stories coming from the Philippines that will make you scream in the most horrorish ways possible. Now, disclaimer, when I say horrorish, I'm directly referring to McCoy and nothing demeaning to women. Or anyone else on the Sinatra channel.
What do you mean to me?
Only to McCoy.
Actually, I don't scream like that. I scream loud, but not like how I'm picturing your description. And you scream louder, Greg. So don't even.
Okay. That is. Yeah, that is true. I really do scream like a horse. Brouhaha. So who wants to share their story first?
I'll go first. So I found this story online on Reddit, ever so reliable. But I guess this person deleted their profile, so now their name is deleted. But they may have departed Reddit, but the story remains. So the story goes, my boyfriend named Rafi and I were in Baguio. Baguio is a city in the mountains in the Philippines. Two of our friends, Faye and Wally, also in a relationship, so two couples. We were driving along South Drive when Wally suddenly turned on all the lights inside the car. At that moment, I knew something was very wrong. My stomach churned and my heart started beating really fast. I closed my eyes and told myself, "What's going on? Stop being so paranoid." After giving myself a quick pep talk, I opened my eyes and immediately started crying silently when I saw the reflection of someone sitting behind my boyfriend on my side of the window. I was shaking and crying, but still, since I thought he'd be in some sort of danger and the only thing I could think of was to swap seats with him. And so I did. I wiped my tears away, an inch closer towards him. I whispered, "Can we swap seats?" And he said, "Why? What's going on?" And he sounded clearly worried. But I couldn't actually tell him something bad was going on. I just told him, "I feel uncomfortable with all this space. Can I just sit on the left side near the window and just sit really close to me?" I lied. After we switched seats, he held my hand close to him and tried my best not to look at the rearview mirror. But I couldn't help it. I did. The woman that was sitting behind us was still there, and I've never told them this part, but she looked at me dead in the eye through the rearview mirror. I was terrified that I tightened my grip on Rafi's hand and I started audibly breathing, like when I'm about to get a panic attack. "What's going on?" Faye asked. I was about to answer her, but then I realized this question was not directed at me, but to her boyfriend, Wally. He gave her nothing. "Hey, what's wrong?" she asked again, worried. Finally, I looked up to see him doing the sign of the cross. I didn't pray with him. I just closed my eyes and waited, telling myself, "It'll all be over. Don't worry, she'll leave." A few minutes after muttered prayers and silent cries, the air around us started to feel lighter, and thus I opened my eyes, and Wally turned the lights off. "Okay, what's going on? I know something's wrong. You just don't pray out of the blue," Faye asked curiously. Wally and I cross-referenced whatever we saw and felt during the last few minutes of our hitchhiker's short stay. Until now, I never look at the rearview mirror again unless a driver asks me something and he wants to have eye contact through the mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so she's saying if she's a passenger, she'll never look at the rearview mirror to look at the driver. So I guess she just doesn't want to do that.
She doesn't drive.
Yes, I'm gathering that. But that's I don't like that story. I kind of got confused with if the lady is by the window, where was she sitting? Is this a van, not a car?
I think it's a van. It was like probably like the drivers, the two friends, Faye and the boyfriend, and then
and maybe it's a van with like the passenger side can have two people because I've seen those big like church vans. Okay, so maybe that's why. So what do you guys think?
How come like she didn't tell
the boyfriend
them what she was seeing?
I think she didn't want to probably like
scare them
have everyone else panic or then if it's like you say something, it does exist or like it makes it more real.
Yeah, that's true.
Or maybe she's doing everything she can to kind of calm herself down, and if everyone else has a reaction because she said something, it's not going to help her calm down. Or it might even affect who's driving, Wally, who's driving.
You know what I'm just saying? Is it a reflection of herself, maybe?
No, because that's why you're saying she got scared of her own reflection.
There's a lady here. It's like, it's me.
It's a weird angle too, based on like how they're sitting. Like for you to make the rear view.
But I think she's just making. Maybe she's just getting confused with the left side, right side. But I get the gist of her story because I've heard that story before. Yeah. Something very similar. And in Baguio, oh my gosh, Baguio.
And then this idea of mirrors, isn't there always when it comes to spirits, there's like mirrors or some type of reflection?
Or it could be like a portal or something.
Yeah, I feel like there's always like a gateway. Those are I feel like it's commonality.
But like a rear view mirror in a car, it is really scary, especially if you're the one driving. And then next thing you know, there's someone behind you. There was a video I saw of an Uber driver, and he has a dash cam, but the camera also points to the passenger.
Yeah.
And a video was released of this thing just appearing and disappearing and appearing all over again, like, oh my god. And the driver had no clue. He just kept on driving. I mean, if this happened to you, what would you do if you were the storyteller?
Well, I always feel like anytime when I'm driving, the fear of even looking in the rearview mirror is just scary.
Yeah.
Especially at night.
Oh, yes.
And to see, like, anybody or anything or even a reflection is just creepy.
Yes. Of a person that's not supposed to be there.
But you have to look at your rearview mirror no matter what. Even if you have, like, monitors or anything, I still do it.
Definitely, but, you know, I'm hoping against hope. Well, like, not against hope, but I'm hoping and praying I would never see anyone there that's not supposed to be there.
Wait, is the rear view mirror the one that seems further than how close? Or is
no,
that
that's
the
side mirror.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm trying to see if it has an illusion of the same thing where it's like, it seems like it's further, but it's actually really close to you.
There's another story, really quick. Something kind of similar. The same vein. You know those jeepney in the Philippines, the long like thing, van-looking thing. So there was this driver who picked up this girl. and this girl, and usually you'll sit by the driver or something like that so you can give them the money.
Yeah.
And she was sitting, like, she was sitting on the farthest corner, and she was making herself really small.
Yeah.
And then I think the driver had asked, like, why are you sitting all the way there? And then she said, the jeepney is full of people or something to that effect. And he just said, oh, okay. And he never said anything to her, but she was the only passenger.
There's a story like this my mom knows of by her high school, St. Scholastica.
Yeah,
St. Scholastica. Yeah.
Yes. But it's known for this part of, like, on the street by the school, there's always a woman that's known for hitchhiking and getting to people's cars. And they do, I forgot, they do this, like, a prayer thing for this girl, I guess, or this woman. But it's known by the school that the woman...
And she's wearing white.
Probably, yeah. Something like that.
Why always?
So it's real.
There's always a backstory to those urban legend, you could say.
The only way to be a ghost is, like, for something tragic and, like, somewhat romantic thing to happen to you, that you're wearing a white flowy dress. You're, like, you can't wearing, like, pajamas. Yeah. Like, what if underwear?
Well, what do you think? Should we wear a duster? She's the one list. Where's that lady with the one list?
If you die suddenly, or some people say if you die suddenly or very traumatic, there's a leftover energy because of that.
It repeats itself. Yeah. It's a loop almost.
But no one is just wearing their underwear. It has to be, like, always, like, a Civil War costume or something, and not just, like, a pair of boxers or something. Like, we can't.
But isn't it sad? Like, the whole eternity, that's what you're wearing.
Exactly.
Like, if you died in your underwear and that's really all you're wearing, no, that has to be a way of you choose an outfit.
Like, okay, so there's a process of.
I'm sure there has to be.
So there's, like, a stylist and a publicist send you out in a row.
Yes.
I was just thinking about this like a Willis sound, you know, when it scrapes the floor. Yeah. I would find that really scary.
Willis sound?
The ones with the branches.
Okay. Oh, Willis
the
ding ding.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that, the scraping of the... Yeah,
but where would you be hearing this sound?
Just, like, imagine if you're, like, home alone and then you hear this,
Because it could be many things. It could be wings flapping. It could be scratching. It could be many things.
Ah! Yeah.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Just change the subject. I think I'm scared.
Okay. Then why don't you tell us a story then?
It's getting dark over here. I don't know if I can do this.
And you know your desk faced the window.
Ah, stop it. I don't like this anymore. Who's next? Is it me?
You are next.
Okay. This story comes from DJ Miggs.
Picky, picky, picky.
DJ could just be their name.
The story. I know, right? Oh, can we just DJ, right? Not like an actual DJ solo. It's a good point, McCoy. Sorry, DJ Megs. Like, I did. Sorry. Anyhow, this story comes from the Philippines from 2007. So DJ Miggs says, this story happened to my mom. It was during the 1960s when she was still living with her brothers and sisters in one house. They inherited a big house from my grandfather, so having a couple of cousins sleeping over is not a problem. Their house was built near a river with a wooden bridge over it. Here is where the story begins. All of them came home late after a party. They were all tired and decided to call it a night and went to their own rooms. My mom was staying with two of her sisters in one room. Her bed was located right beside a big window that's made of wood and would just open from the middle. Then the shutters will slide side from side. That night, due to excessive drinking, my mom woke up because she needed to go to the bathroom. So she went and went right back to bed. When she was about to doze off, she could feel something or someone was watching her. She opened her eyes and saw a lady with long black hair outside her window. She was also wearing a black dress, and her eyes were red. The lady was staring at her with a creepy grin on her face. My mom couldn't move. The scary part of it was that my mom's room was located on the second floor. In short, the lady was floating. She tried to call her sisters, but they could not hear her. She felt so scared and just covered herself with her quilt. After a few minutes, she tried to check if the lady was gone. But when she peeped outside her quilt, the lady was still there, staring and grinning at her. She just decided to just hide under her blanket, and eventually she fell asleep. The next day, everybody went down for breakfast. My mom did too, and even though she was tired due to what happened that night, she did not tell anyone about it, because they would think that she was dreaming. When her cousin came down looking as if he didn't get a good night's sleep and just freaked out on them, saying that he saw a lady outside their window. The boy's bedroom was located on the first floor. When he described what he saw, my mom realized that he was describing the same lady she saw outside her window. So she decided to tell them what happened to her last night, and most of them were skeptical. Later that week, my mom was just about to get to their house when she saw a big commotion beside the wooden bridge. There was a lot of people looking over with the police there too. She saw that her cousin was one of the spectators. When he saw her, he just ran to her and said that somebody found a sack with a dead girl inside. Later in the news, they posted a picture of the girl, and it was a lady my mom and my uncle saw. The lady was grinning at them. So, end of story. What do you guys think?
Why was the lady grinning, y'all? And why did she have red eyes?
I don't think it's the lady that they found in the bag. I mean, it may have looked like her, but I think it took her appearance. But it's really not her, per se. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not her spirit.
Okay.
I don't think, I mean, like, if I don't think she would, I don't know her, obviously, but.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, we figured that much. You know,
she's not my friend on Facebook. But, you know, like, I don't think that's a thing. I think it's, for something to look so evil, to look so mocking, but yet they're the victim of, like, what allegedly could be murder, or is probably murder, I don't think it doesn't correlate. But you know what's scary about the, you know, those windows, the big windows in the Philippines? They're just open. And then if you're floating, you can just float inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that idea.
That's why you have to put bars outside of that. Like, right? Yes. Or rails. Because it's
really,
completely open.
If it's a spirit floating, they can go through the, I'm sure they can go through the bar.
So in the Philippines, is it easy to open those windows?
Well, those are really old, like, houses, like, really old houses. And they're open wide to let air in.
Yeah.
And they don't normally have, like, you know, like, grills on them. Traditionally, yeah, they didn't. So if you're floating in the air, you can literally float inside. And it's big. It's really big.
Because I remember my grandmother's house had those, but it was, like, both the top and the bottom. On the second floor, yeah. So at least you can have, yeah, like, a breeze coming from the bottom, too. And that one had rails. So that way it's like,
The one at the bottom had, like, rails. That's traditional.
Yeah. Because I was always scared. Like, every time I opened it, like, you can, like, easily fall off or something.
You can fall off, yeah. Yeah, but I don't like that. But, you know, some people say, how could you sleep through that, you know, being so scared? Being scared is exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. She did. She said she fell asleep.
People always say, how could you sleep through that, you know, like, that fear? I'm like, you don't understand. You're so exhausted mentally and physically, you'll probably just pass out.
Yeah.
Oh, hell to the no. I ain't,
You know, you, Greg, have a window very close to you. How do you feel about this story?
You know what? We're going to subject change right now. D, what's your story?
All right, so
wait, hold on, sorry, one second.
No one's home.
Stop! Oh my God, D, you're a jerk. Oh my God, what if
no one is home? You should check. All the lights are off.
Did you say they left earlier?
Just, you're an ass. You know that. You better just start now. I'm gonna light a candle.
What if that? Okay. Hey, your door's opening.
But puñata, like, don't.
He said, like, he said, "Let me light a candle." Okay, let's just invite more people in here.
Like, I just thought about that. It was a scented candle, y'all. It was it's vanilla bean. For Christ's sake, it's a candle.
Okay, mine is submitted by the John with an H, Gorm or something. Gormy, I think, is his username. This was actually 6 years ago submitted. Okay, I like these stories because it's like their house. So, you know, like I have experiences like that. All right, he wrote in, "Our home has always been notorious for being haunted. Stories abound from various visiting relatives and from neighbors. From the shadow of a woman that passes by the 6-foot-high windows of the rooms to the sounds of banging kitchen equipment coming from our dark kitchen during the wee hours of the night. It's not even an old house, but for some reason, they're attracted to this place. Maybe it's because it's the constant smell of home cooking, or maybe it's because this is where their bodies were dumped." Okay, that's like so far.
No. What?
It's
like that went from like one extreme to another. Like, no,
they like my cooking, or they were murdered here. Like, that's like that's too far, okay? The scary things usually happen at night. It was almost midnight. My sister and I were the only ones awake. I was busy with my projects in my room while she was busy reviewing in her room when she decided to use the bathroom down the hall. All the lights were off. See, this is what why are the lights off? Okay. All the lights were off, same for the one in the hallway, living room, and the kitchen next to the bathroom were pitch dark.
So everything, okay. All the lights were off.
So,
all the lights were off. Okay.
Just covered all the bases.
Yes.
She swore she saw me from the slight crack in the door, walking past the bathroom and towards the kitchen. She went out of the bathroom and called to me. I, in quotation, was there. So the John who wrote in, I was there. Back turned at her, facing the dark kitchen, same clothes, same height. She stopped calling my name and waiting for me to notice her when she realized that whoever it was inside the kitchen was standing there far too still for far too long.
Oh no.
She walked towards her room just when I was walking out of mine. And that's when she screamed. She told me about it, and I told her that I was in my room the entire time. We dismissed it as another case in our home full of stories. That's fucked.
Dismissed
like,
it?
How did she
I'm
even
not
know
dismissing
yet?
That, honey. I'd be like...
I would be like... throwing bottles of shampoo. What else? I'm like, to get your attention. I'm like, we're going to solve this now.
So... I mean, this probably happens a lot.
Yeah.
So they're used to someone else being in the house.
And okay, we can cross out that it's not the cooking because it was at night and no one was cooking. So most likely it was a dead body dumped in where they lived.
I think they're saying that because there was a time in the Philippines where they would dump dead bodies on a lot that hasn't been built on. And then eventually... developers bought the land and they built houses on them.
Wait,
so wait, you don't know.
Wait. What is this a thing in the Philippines?
I don't want to say it's a thing, but you know there was like crime, murder, and all that, and they would kind of like in other major cities here, they dump the bodies in the river, for example.
Yeah, but there's a protocol. Then they put the bodies at the morgue, you know, like the coroner picks it up.
No, I'm saying, no. This is not like the government, well, it could have been, but it's not the government dumping bodies on private land. These are people who actually committed the crime dumping bodies on private land.
So There's a lot of crime there, huh? Like,
it's a big city.
That's when you build a house. Yeah, that's when you build a house. Like what my parents did, you know, you slit a goat's throat and then like the chicken and then, you know, yeah. kind of let their blood.
It's a
like,
thing.
No, so. No. I
But actually people are saying that's a bad move because you're, what are they going to ask for next?
Yeah. No, Dee, it's funny that you brought this up because I was talking to my mom about this the other day with my cousins. And she was like saying, you know, with stuff has happened, the house that we built in Covina, not to this extreme, okay? Like, not to like seeing things. Well, actually, maybe. But someone told my mom about this ritual in the Philippines about slitting the chicken's head.
Yeah.
It's padugo or something like that.
Yeah, and they were to do this ritual. But my mom said, she was like, we didn't do it. I was like, how come we didn't do it? She was like, oh, I was scared that, you know, helicopters might fly by and they might see like a bunch of Filipinos cutting chicken heads out.
Walking around and dusting.
Yeah, that's what my mom said. That's why she didn't want to do the ritual because she was too embarrassed if she got caught.
You know, our friend from Wakang Lilingon did an episode about this and they interviewed, I think, architecture student or engineering students, and they're taught in school about this practice.
Oh, really?
In the Philippines. And different parts of the Philippines have similar rituals, but, you know, some of them are slightly different, but it's a thing that they do in the Philippines.
Yeah, I think that we
some people bury coins instead.
Oh, we buried coins and some statues, like stuff like that. My mom did that stuff, but not the chicken part. But
I think it's like sacrifice. You're sacrificing something so that whatever entity may be on the land or whatever spirit will take that sacrifice and move on. That's the idea behind it, I believe.
Oh, I see. Yes. Going back to Dee's story. Have you guys ever been in the situation where you're like,
you saw someone?
Yeah, and you're like, you can't explain it. Like, you thought it was somebody, but it's not?
Thank God, no. But I've heard plenty of stories from other people. How about you guys?
I don't think I have. But I do. I don't know. It was, this is a little off the topic. Because of the idea of sensing somebody or something is I think I've experienced that before, but it wasn't a spirit, it was an ex. But it was an ex who got into my house and left flowers for me of roses, 2 dozen roses in my bedroom. And I say this because when I was walking towards my room, I felt like somebody was in my room. Like something was there. And then when the lights was off, I remember this, and I walked in, I was like, somebody was in here. And when I turned it on, it was like all these like dozens of roses. But it was like, whoa, like how did I sense that?
It could be like the energy that was left behind, because for this ex to do this, they might have been going through something very intense to actually do such a thing.
Yeah, they were exuding a lot of energy that they left behind. Yeah,
well, you know this act, so behind. You all know, like, that was a lot of energy. But that probably explains, like, these spirits, though, like, in the hallway in Dee's story, like, it's probably, like, some entity that left a lot of energy behind, and they just...
You know, this story happens in my brother's house in the Philippines, but that's a story for another episode, because there's plenty.
What other episodes? Do you talk about ghosts, McCoy? Like, what?
Maybe next year. Just stay tuned then.
No, but that's one thing that I've always... If I was to be scared of something, it's like that quick glimpses in the corner of your eye thing.
Yes.
You know, that freaks me out more rather than like... I am saying that now because that's my only experience rather than something that's like constantly there. You know, it's like, I think that's what's more scary to me. It's like the little glimpses are here and there. Because I always, like, I've done that, like, you would have to, like, double take, you know, double look sometimes just to, like, clear in your head. What, did I see something? No, I didn't, kind of thing. And I've had most of, like, those, but it's, like, shadows and not necessarily, like, a full figure that I've kind of, like, seen before.
Wait, you seen shadow people?
But then again, I mean, like, my dumbass would go walking at 9 p.m. around the block 3 miles and it's like the cemetery. I've done that once. Which,
oh, wow.
Okay. A video for you guys.
I feel like you did. Yeah, you did. These sent us a video. I was like, look, guys, I'm jogging. And we're like, that's a cemetery that you're at. But, you know, it brought this up is that, so do you see shadows? Did you ever have a feeling, though, that it was like a presence or just a shadow? Like a visual thing?
Not necessarily. It didn't feel like someone had intentions or anything like that. Like it was very quick of like, what did I see? And it wasn't also the case where it was like, oh, I look back, oh, it's like a rack of clothes or anything. It's just like, you know, so I've kind of questioned whether it'd be just my vision or is it like my mind just like playing messing tricks around with me, but yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this. It made me think about a lot of sometimes I feel when I go hiking or like somewhere, I feel like there's something behind me, like a presence, but I don't see anything. I look back and I'm like, there's nothing there. But then I have a feeling, and I keep walking. Like, I think yesterday this happened to me. I was walking through like the hills and I was like, there's something behind me. But I was like, oh, it's nothing. I look, and then I do it again. And I'm like, I'm like, there's nothing behind me, though. But why do I keep having this feeling of looking back?
I think it's like leftover instinct from older human beings, and that's how they survive so long. By having this senses, their sense.
Like I'm an animal. Following them. Like I'm protective.
Like a predator following them, yeah. That's what they
Thank
say.
You. So Thank you. Thank you for describing me as an animal, like a prehistoric animal.
No. You are the prey, and there's like, you know, another animal trying to hunt
you. I'm a little bunny. I'm a little whitetail bunny going for a hike.
Well, ask your exes if you were to them. So I don't... With your bunny tail.
On that note, on bunny tail, we are going to finish this off with McCoy. You have a story for us.
Yes, actually, my sister-in-law has told me a story. It's an ongoing story with their house. So I don't know when it started. I think earlier this year. So her mother stays with them from time to time. So this one night, her and her mother were talking in the kitchen by the counter. And next thing you know, the lid on the Tabasco, the hot sauce, like flew right in between them and hit the cabinet. And they both looked at it like, what was that? And to not scare the mother, she just told her, oh, it's probably like the pressure inside the bottle. It does that sometimes.
The hot sauce.
But inside, yes. But inside, just like, what the fuck? Right? So another incident was when they were all in the living room playing with a baby. And the soccer ball in the kitchen just rolled from the kitchen to the living room. And I was like, well... Could it be like the window was open? Like, no window was open, no breeze, no nothing. So it just moved on by, it moved by itself. I'm like, that's really scary. Okay. So another maybe like once a month something was happening. Another story was they were all upstairs about to go to bed. And they have this, they heard this really loud noise downstairs, like as if something fell or something broke. And when they went downstairs, they have this like stackable from IKEA. You know how like the lid is kind of indented so the other box would fit perfectly?
Yeah, on top of it, yeah.
Only, there was like four of them and only the top two fell. And they can't explain how that would fall because it was securely in its place. And nothing heavy was on it for it to be off balance. So another time, you know how they have the ring doorbell thing, the camera? Yeah. And she took it inside because she has to charge it. And it was on my brother's desk facing, I believe, towards the living room. But his desk is right beside the hallway. So they were upstairs, again, about to go to bed. And this thing, you know, when someone passes by, it chimes.
Yeah.
And it kept chiming and chiming and chiming. And she was like, is someone outside? And then she realized, oh, shit, it's not outside. It's actually on the desk charging.
She should have watched it.
No, she tried. But there was no video available. And, we were saying, well, it could be like an insect. It could,
An insect. Yeah,
to make, I knew that.
Well, I don't know. We were trying to, like, just, you know, trying to make sense of it.
I do that because we don't have like a direct power source for our thing. Uh-huh. So I have to unplug it and charge it. And it like it takes like a big movement for it to like actually,
That's what I was thinking too. So I'm like thinking, who is passing by back and forth down that hallway? Yeah. Because that hallway leads to like the laundry room and the laundry room and then the hallway and then, you know, the dining room, living room, all that stuff. And the desk is in between that.
Yeah, they should put a camera.
Oh, you mean the camera inside?
Yeah.
I don't know if they wanna see anything. But anyway, so the last story that she told me was, it seems like it's escalating, right? So she was upstairs on her own. The baby and my brother was downstairs. And I think she was fixing something in the room. And the room is connected to a bathroom. And next thing you know, she hears, like, sobbing in the bathroom.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And she was like, oh, is it the baby? So she goes in there. And she hears the sobbing. But then the sobbing kept, like, I think if I remember correctly, the sound slowly got lower and lower and lower until it disappeared. And I told her, could it be someone outside? They were like, no, because that's like the backyard and no one is there. And the walls are like pretty thick. So it's like, it's not something that you could hear someone just walking on the sidewalk and someone is sobbing. Like, that's not normal, because how come I was hearing it from the bathroom and not from the window?
Yeah. One is how, like, okay, first of all, why do you just say it's a ghost? Why can't we say it's just a spirit? Obviously it is.
Yes. Oh, there's another story I left off. They were out of town, and so the mother was staying at the house all alone, and she called my sister-in-law and said, Anak, the TV keeps turning on, and I would just turn it off, but it would turn on again. And she just said, oh, yeah, the TV's broken. It does that. But of course, she's like trying to allay her fears.
The house is broken. It's just a spirit, Ma. Like, relax. Like, okay, why don't they, like, one, would they exorcise the house?
Actually, when they first moved in, we just did it ourselves. She had holy water and they prayed and she did it. So now on second thought.
Oh, because that was during the pandemic.
It may have been. I don't really remember now. No, I think it may have been before. Before. But now on second thought, or in hindsight, maybe we should have gone.
Yeah.
It's not a tradition here.
Yeah,
it's not really a tradition with like American Catholics, I don't think. So you have to find someone that would actually do that.
You have to go to like Panorama City and hire the priest to drive all the way to Pasadena.
Something like that, yeah.
Actually, no, I think my sister-in-law could come and help that.
No, my sister-in-law is religious.
Oh, it has to be like... like a legit priest.
That's what we're thinking. Yes. So it seems like it's escalating. And every time I go visit and before I go home, before I get in my car, I always say, no one's allowed to come with me. No one's allowed to follow me. Just to be sure. Granted, I'm not sensitive to that kind of stuff, but someone could be sitting behind me and not even know it. I don't want them coming with me.
It would have been nice if I had known before I came over to that one time to pick up.
It wasn't happening then. Okay. No, it wasn't happening then when you came over.
Maybe that's what happened. D came over. D left the spirit.
You dropped off something.
You know, my good energy.
You're right, because it could follow you home. The spirit could go with you.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, also on this house, before all this like things happen inside the house, she said she would see someone walking up from the side yard, from the backyard, walking on the side yard towards the rooms on the first floor. And it happens a lot. So I don't know if that's connected to this, or maybe the house is just active and they didn't know it. Or maybe when they renovated the floor and the kitchen is when it started. I don't know.
Oh, it does happen. I did hear that if you change the environment.
If you change something,
Disrupt.
You disrupt.
Disrupt it. They're going to get you. Oh, hell no. I ain't going to come over. Oh no! Oh no! 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 No!
I mean, the house is very bright. And, you know, has a lot, has a good energy. They have like a baby. You know, and like then, it's fun. And
it's then, open.
And then the Tabasco cap.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about that Tabasco, like the hot sauce.
How can you explain that? It doesn't have any kind of like fizz or, you know, that gas inside. So it's not going to fly out.
Unless someone put, what do you call it, baking soda in there. And then that's the only,
yeah,
the
but vinegar. The bottle is tiny.
Yeah, that's
all. But, you know, like it's just, it's normal. They use it for normal purposes. So it just flew like right in between them. And they looked at each other and then they looked at the wall. And they're like, what the heck?
I'd be like, I got to go. I got to go. Nope.
But that's. Yeah, it hasn't happened in my presence, thank God, because I don't know how I would react. I think I would just, I would nope out of there.
It's just funny though how she keeps uncovering for her mom, and her mom just like buys all the excuses.
No, because sometimes the mom is all alone.
The mom knows that too.
When she's, yeah, she does. I'm sure she does, but she doesn't want, it's the kind of thing like you don't want to think about, yeah. When you don't think about it, then you don't get scared. Here, same thing where I live. When I'm cooking and I'm home alone, I'm like, fuck, I hope I don't hear anything. And any little tiny things, noise in the hallway, I turn around, I'm like, is someone here? Like, I get really panicky. I hate it.
Okay, knowing all of that's happened to their house, if they offer you to, like, house it, or they ask you to house it while they're gone.
It's okay. No, I won't do it. I would have done it before this, definitely, you know, but not anymore. No. Unless someone is there with me.
There is someone
or if I'm
there,
keeping
though.
Her mother company or something like that. Like me and her, like, we'll just hang out, kick it, you know, but not on my own.
Yeah, there's this, we were having this conversation with my family about my house in Covina. And I think the commonality when we talk about all these instances where something happened in the house, it was either like everyone was asleep except one person, or there was only one person in the house.
So it's like, it seems like they're isolating that person so that no one else could witness it at the same time.
The only time where it happened with two people was when my brother and my sister-in-law were in the kitchen and the piano started playing
whose
by
birthday?
Itself.
You had balloons just flew. Oh, is that that's what it does when you do that? It's balloons.
No, that's scary. Stop it! No! Oh my god, that scared me. Like, I'm so scared.
I didn't know that.
So, like, for our listeners to know, we're FaceTiming right now, and apparently, I just updated my phone to the new,
iOS.
And so I was telling this story in the dark somewhat, and apparently, if you put like two fingers up, like at the number two,
peace
like
sign.
A peace sign,
it makes like
it gives you balloons.
So imagine.
You didn't know that.
Oh my god, I was like, imagine if there was a clown behind me. I just had a piece of the balloons filled
Greg,
the screen and it's a clown.
Your room is super dark. You might want to turn on the light. Okay. Even I'm scared
I'm
for you.
I'm just like, oh my god, I have a headache. I can't. This is scaring me. Great episode, y'all. You scared the shit out of me. Thank you, iPhone 2. That's freaky as hell. I don't know why they need to do that.
That's why I said, whose birthday? I'm so confused.
Whose birthday is that? Well, I will quick start. I'll circle back really quick. My brother and my sister-in-law were in the kitchen. Everyone was asleep, and they started hearing the piano play in the living room. I don't know what tune it was, but it's like somebody was playing the piano and then it stopped. And those were the only times when there was two people in the house that actually heard something.
But is your piano the one that like kind of can play
on
tunes
its own
by itself?
No, it's just a grand piano.
Like a regular one? I don't like that. How do you explain it, you know? As if you don't have a cat inside the house, or even if you do, what if the keys are covered, they have that lid
correct.
That closes?
Yeah, we don't have any cats. So it's like, how do you explain it? Just a spirit. I think it should be honest. Like, it's a spirit.
Yeah, how do you explain it? You're right. How do you explain that? Sometimes things that are unexplainable just... that's it. They're unexplainable. If you don't believe in ghosts, then...
Or it could have been your... It could have been your ex practicing for when you get in.
Yeah.
To play you a tune.
That's messed
up. He lives in the shadows of your house.
Oh my God. Yeah, you probably, stop. That scares me too. Because he would probably do that too.
Oh my God.
And on that note, hey, McCoy.
Yes.
What's the Filipino word of the day?
The Filipino words of the day are panahon ng katatakutan.
I'm sorry, what?
Panahon ng katatakutan.
Panahon ng katatakutan.
Katatakutan.
Panahon ng katatakutan. Oh my God, this is a hard one. D, you can't even say this one, I bet you. This is a hard one.
Panahon ng katatakutan.
Oh, shoot, you did it right. All right, what does that mean?
Scary season or spooky season. We mean that in the context that it was said. Not in any other context.
Use it in a sentence.
Oh, easy. It's panahon ng katatakutan. It's a phrase and a sentence.
It's all in one. Oh, well, that's our show. If you'd like to leave a comment, have a question for us, or just want to sleep into our DMs, you can by...
Wait, you said sleep?
Oh, it's a sleep? slip okay. In the DMs. Just slip it.
We're on social media on... I guess I have to start calling it X. We're on X, Instagram, Facebook, and Threads at GamChat Podcast.
Or you can email us your questions at GamChatPodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to give us 5 stars. Don't be scared, even though it's panahon ng katatakutan, to leave us 5 stars.
I kind of like the way it sounds, y'all. Like...
It's a lot of like it's vowel.
Like, you know, it's like there's something kind of cool about it. Like, I would put it in some kind of like Filipino rap song or something. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's apparently it's too cool for you because you can't say it.
Ouch. Okay. And we're also part of Bunk Collective, a group of Filipino content creators. Visit the website at thebunkph.com. And we'll catch you on the next one.